Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Oh my God. Ross, total laid back.
Getting the hang of Gaelic football is one thing, but Mass is a totally different scale altogether. I'm always sitting when I should be standing, or standing when I should be kneeling, or kneeling when I should be sitting. What's making it even more confusing for me is that it's being said in presumably Irish, which means I wouldn't have a clue what was going on, even if I did have the attention span to follow it. At the same time, I don't want Marianne to think I'm a total heathen, because she seems to be genuinely into it, so I make sure to keep going, amen to that. Oh, amen, 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 whenever Father Redden makes some important sounding point. He's not a fan of mine, by the way. I can tell from the way he keeps staring at me, obviously wondering, who's this handsome hero sitting in the front row with this, what did Marianne say, relative of his? Anyway, after a whole load of blah-de-blah, the entire, I suppose, congregation stands up and starts shuffling out of their pews. I head for the door, but Marianne ends up following me, then tugging at my sleeve.
It's not over, she goes. We're just going up for communion.
Of course, I end up having to turn around then and, dying for myself, join the line of people, slow walking their way towards Father Redden, who's standing in front of the altar, dishing out the holy bread. When I reach him, I stick out my tongue for him to drop the thing onto it, except he doesn't. He pauses and just like glowers at me for a good 10 seconds, making it pretty obvious that he doesn't like me.
Take your hands out of your pockets, he goes,
through gritted teeth. Anyway, happily the whole thing does eventually end, and we all spill outside into the car park.
Did you enjoy it? Marianne goes.
I'm there, no, I suppose I did.
You suppose?
As in, I think I did.
You certainly sounded like you did.
Did I?
You did.
As in?
You were saying amen a lot.
Was I?
A lot.
I don't even notice myself doing it.
And you were crying.
Don't remind me.
During St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
He wrote a good letter.
And during the consecration.
I love a good mass. I'm on the record. Then, totally randomly, she goes,
will we go for a cycle?
I'm there, a cycle? Because I'm thinking, you know, if this is a date, it's the weirdest date I've ever been on.
To the beach, she goes.
I'm like, which beach?
Ballydavid. You don't have to.
Yeah, no, I'd love to.
But?
For starters, I don't have an actual bike.
I have a spare bike.
Right.
You can use it.
Okay.
Only if you want.
I do.
Do you?
I suppose I do.
I'm just going to say hello to Father Redden.
Oh.
Do you want me to introduce you?
No.
No.
I have to,
What?
I have to pop into Londis.
Right.
Do you want a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder?
A what?
A Wibbly Wobbly Wonder.
I don't know.
They're very nice.
I don't...
We're talking strawberry and banana ice cream.
I like ice cream.
Do you?
I suppose I do.
And the top is just like frozen lemon jelly.
Frozen lemon jelly?
Coated in like chocolate.
It sounds...
What?
It sounds grand.
Grand?
Yeah.
In a good way.
I suppose.
So will I get you one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Right.
Yes? Yes. Yes, do.
So she fucks off to talk to Father Redden while I pop into the shop for the ice creams. Anyway, 15 minutes later, I'm around the back of the cottage with Marianne, and I'm throwing my leg over this, like, ancient bone shaker. I'm talking about this spare bike of hers, just to be clear. Then 5 minutes after that, the two of us are on the road. It's like a baking hot day, and we're eating our ice creams and basically just shooting the shit. I'm there, so where are you from, as in, like, originally?
Skerries, she goes.
Jesus.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I played rugby there.
Right.
Once or twice, in fact.
Right.
I meant what I said, by the way. The day I met you in, like, Gorvies.
What do you mean?
You're nothing like the Irish teachers who used to chase me out of the grounds of Cláiste de Isagon when I was at school.
Right.
It's a compliment, Marianne.
Okay.
I'm saying you don't seem angry like a lot of people who were into the Irish language.
No.
You seem cool.
Well, you seem cool too.
I don't think Father Redden is a fan though.
A fan of what?
A fan of mine.
Oh.
The looks he was giving me.
Was he?
During Mass.
I didn't notice.
When I went up for communion.
What happened?
You didn't see?
I suppose I didn't.
He was a dick to me.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Don't take it personally.
It'd be hard for me not to.
I think he's just...
What?
Concerned.
Concerned?
I suppose.
About what?
About me.
Why would he be concerned about you?
It's a long story.
Right.
He's wondering, is there...
Is there what?
Is there something going on?
In terms of?
In terms of...
Like sex?
I suppose.
Right.
He asked me who you were.
And what did you tell him?
I told him your daughter was in my class.
Which is true.
I told him we were friends.
Friends?
That's right, isn't it?
I suppose.
And that nothing is going to happen between us.
Jesus, you could have told me that before I bought you a wibbly-wobbly wonder, I nearly feel like saying, and let you drag me to fucking mass. I don't say it, though. I just sulk for a bit. We ride our bikes in silence.
Honor is getting on great,
she goes, changing the subject. I'm there good for her, pretending to care. That makes fucking one of us. You know, I say that last bit under my breath as well.
She's like, her Irish is as good as you'd hear from a native speaker.
I'm delighted, I go.
Everyone adores her.
And the fair fucks keep on coming. I'm like, yeah, no, that's great. We eventually arrive at the beach. We lean our bikes up against the wall of the pier. Then we take off our shoes and socks and our bicycle clips and we step onto the sand and walk down to the edge of the water. The sea is calm this morning, like an actual sheet of glass. I'm thinking this is one of the most random mornings of my life. She hikes up her trousers and she steps into the water. I follow her in, pulling a face to like brace myself against the cold. The water is fucking freezing and pains shoot up my actual legs. So, like, are you married? I go, just to find out what the actual crack is here.
She's like, separated.
Same, I go, force of habit.
She's there, but we're working on things.
I'm like, you and...
Dunica.
Dunica, right. And how's that going? She stares into my eyes. Then out of nowhere, with literally no pre-warning, she makes a lunge for me. As in, she full-on throws the lips on me. So obviously I start kissing her back and suddenly the two of us are standing there, up to our knees in water, our lips cold and tasting of strawberry and banana, her going at me with her tongue like she's licking the melted ice cream off the inside wrapper of her wibbly-wobbly wonder. After maybe 30 seconds of swapping spits, she suddenly pulls away, her face all red with embarrassment, and she goes,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And she turns around and runs back up the beach towards her bike. And I'm left standing there thinking, what the fuck? What the actual fuck?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.